this is my story getting through COVID, or just the good parts of it. We all know that it was a serious, it definitely had a serious effect on so many people, but I got to see the best of what came out of a community, just how they banded together to help businesses, to help each other, to be there for each other. And the day we closed the restaurant, when it was mandatory to close, I started putting out videos and saying, take care of each other. We're here for you. A friend of mine down the block, Ted, who owns Ted Shoe and Sport, started doing the same thing. And it just started this groundswell of like, wait, we could get through this no matter what happens. Could be 2 weeks. At that time, we were like, oh, it's only going to be a couple of weeks, maybe three. And then it got longer and longer. But what we did was not give up as a community. And there's an Inc. magazine article online about how our community, actually Keene, got through this all. And it was really heartwarming. And as you look back on it, you realize we had no idea what we were doing every day. And every day we started saying, what are we going to do tomorrow? Or how are we going to make this better? Or wait, we're not going to be having this. Just that. And one of the cool ideas that came up day one, and I know I sound really positive about something that I shouldn't be, but day one, what we did was we started in all our to-go orders putting in a roll of toilet paper. And on the roll of toilet paper, it said, we got your back, ... side. And I didn't realize what that really meant to people. I would get messages, phone calls, see it online and say, wow, we laughed. Or that was funny. Or I can't believe you did that. And those are the things that in the when we're all thinking this is a major crisis, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen to a family member. Actually, the day that we closed the restaurant, my dad was in the hospital with COVID. I had no idea what that meant, but it was my way to cope with it too, right? And, you know, the 12 days that he was in Queens in the hospital and I was doing all this trying to stay positive was my only way to cope with I might not see him again. And to see those things and never telling anybody this was going on because I owned a restaurant. They didn't want them to know. You know, I don't know. We didn't know what we were thinking. So one of the things we did was those things kept coming back to us where, oh, this was fun. Thank you for making me smile. Thank you for, you know, caring about us. And, you know, we did everything you were supposed to stay safe. We didn't. There was no point in the day that I thought this was like, oh, not a big deal. I was scared. And I was living through it because of my dad. But I also realized that if we didn't stay positive, if we didn't think about each other, if we didn't be there for each other, there wouldn't be anything left when we came out of this. So I think our community banded together better than I could have ever imagined. And what happened during that period is something that still goes forward from now till now, where people are, hey, thanks for being there. And I could reach out to you and brought us all closer together. So something that kept us 6 feet apart for so long brought us together like never before. And you got to take the positives out of things like this. And I'm glad we did. I don't want to ever do this again. Don't get me wrong. This is not something I want to do. But what this community was able to do has shown what we are as people. All of us are. And I'm glad we did what we did and we got through this. Is that enough?